one of the biggest challenges is how far apart the kids are in the peak-to-peak region. Transportation continues to be a challenge. Getting kids from point A to point B continues to be an issue that when we have the services up there, it's a matter of getting the kids there. So part of why Teens 20 years ago even came into existence is because we found that over 80% of their parents were commuting out of the community, which left the kids there after school, and they needed a place to hang out and be themselves. So that continues to be one of the unique challenges for mountain kids is the distance between where they would like to go and be with one another and where they are living.
And of course, and just the geographic channel and just the challenge in addition to that, in an urban area, there tends to be a central gathering place. Maybe it's the park or a mall or somewhere where the kids can actually physically go. In a mountain community, that doesn't necessarily exist. And so it seems that you need a physical space as well, which is what you have.
Correct. Yeah. It's a space that they enjoy being in. It has computers, ways that they can do their homework. Again, like the outdoor leadership in recreation, it has a gym. So it is a place that they have built themselves. They were very involved in building the actual structure and then also continue to be involved with the hiring process. We're trying to get a teen on our board. So they maintain their voices within what's going on at Teens. And it is one of our core values is youth voices.
Now we have social media and other things that a lot of people say makes it even harder to be a teenager. You know, do you see other challenges now with Teens Inc. that maybe weren't there 20 years ago that you can help teens navigate society a little bit better?
Well, I think we've answered quite a few of those challenges as they become needs within the community. So challenges with education, again, jobs, we've hopefully, you know, captured some of the kids who would not have possibly graduated or were at risk of dropping out of school. The challenges, I think, again, last year, this time of year, we were talking about the fire. So there are challenges with natural disasters that the kids are dealing with. We do offer no cost counseling. So there's a challenge there that when things happen within the community, that we can answer that as well with no cost counseling.
And what about poverty? Because I think people assume that, oh, you live in one of those big houses in the mountains. There's a lot of luxurious houses up there. There's also a lot of poverty in mountain communities that's often hidden and not as visible as maybe poverty in an urban area. I mean, is that something that you help with as well?
We do. I think that's a great question because it calls to what we do each week is bring in at least 300 pounds of food to the community so that the teens have breakfast, they can make lunch there, they can bring food home on the weekends. But we can just, again, identify who we're serving. Most of our kids are from the entire peak-to-peak region, which is mid-Gilpin all the way past Ward. You're right that it's very diverse economically, but there are kids who do qualify for the lunch program that we serve. No kid is turned away. If they can't pay for one of our programs, we make sure that it happens for them.